So the Texas Hall of Fame goes, us too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. All right, that'll be fine.
Yeah, we agree. We think he should be in the Hall.
Yeah. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah, this is John Randall, by the way, who, you know.
He's from Mumford, buddy.
He went to Hearn High.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. So some of the critical players in President Obama, we'll talk to Chet Edwards in a little less than an hour. Some of the critical players in President Obama's national security team doubt his strategy in Afghanistan will succeed, and they've spent much of the last 18 to 20 months quarreling with one another over that policy, as well as the turf battles that you always find. This, according to the new book from Bob Woodward. Oh, Bob.
Oh, Bob's at it again.
Yes, he is. This book is called Obama's Wars.
I was going to say, he's been known to pester a president or two.
Yes, he has.
But he does pretty good research. He's able to get his recording device in front of some folks.
Well, and what was it? 43 pretty much gave him access, didn't
he? Yeah, he did.
And, that's true.
Don't know that that was the case with this White House. Anyway, the book apparently paints a picture, at least according to the New York Times, paints a picture of an administration deeply torn over the war in Afghanistan, even as the president agreed to triple the troop levels amid the speculation that he was basically being boxed in by the military. Mr. Obama and the military, it's not a good time for this book to come out, because you got, and again, there's probably not been a White House any time in the last couple, three decades that has not had naysayers to whatever stance the Defense Department makes. I mean, there's always going to be infighting in White House staff about this, so I don't know how different it is. But nonetheless, that going on, and then the whole don't ask, don't tell thing that's going on in the Senate right now is they're not getting the defense bill passed because that's one of the sticking points. So I would say it's just not a good time for this president having to do with matters of defense.
Speaking of which, you know who else seems to have aged quite a bit in the last 2 years?
Kay.
Just my observation. Mm-hmm. Dr. Gates.
Well, you know, that's. I think that's probably, I would agree, some of the pictures I've seen. That's.
I mean, he looks like he aged a lot more in the last 2 years than he did in the time previous.
And thus he'll be retiring sometime. I guess an exact date has not been announced, but he just said sometime in 2011. My guess is it'll be earlier in the year than later, but, you know, who knows?
And I don't know. I mean, I have no reason to know inside, but it appears to me that he kind of had to come in and do some mop-up after Rummy was in there. I think Rummy left things in a mess, mm-hmm. and he had to straighten everything up and then start talking about, and they are redesigning the Defense Department. The way we will fight wars in the future is different than the way that they've been fought in the past, and he is the one who is engineering that change. You know, we've been telling stories about $90 toilet bolts or whatever for decades in the Defense Department. He's trying to do that. He's trying to make cuts in personnel in the higher parts of the administration of the Pentagon. And so he's probably getting it from both sides. He's probably getting it from those who are in there and want to protect what they have and those on the outside who are always, I mean, you can always look at the Defense Department spending and say, that's a lot of money right there, and are we spending it as well as we should? And the bigger the budget, the more chances there are that there's some sort of corruption in there or misuse of the funds. And plus the fact that you're just sending young men and women out into a situation that puts them in harm's way. All of those things are, I'm sure, things that makes that job extra tough. All right, I guess it's not a surprise, but the announcement was made yesterday that Lawrence Summers would be leaving. Larry's going back over to Harvard, where they like him so much.
Yeah.
Especially the women in the sciences there in Harvard.
Yeah.
They really like him because he was, he's making some male chauvinist comments when he was president over there. But he'll be going back, resigning his position as the National Economic Council Director. And that pretty much leaves just a few folks. Tim, I did pay my taxes, I think. Geithner is still one of them, and Christine Romer is still there, and Peter Orszag is still there. But aside from that, that team's pretty well broken up. And again, as we continue to struggle with the idea of should we continue the tax cuts, that's one of the things we'll talk to Chet Edwards about today. But there's some interesting thoughts on that, and the aforementioned Peter Orszag has said, he wrote a piece in the New York Times last week saying it's time to let all the tax cuts expire. Now, go ahead and keep this for 2 years, and then we need to get off of that so that we can balance the budget. But with economic times the way they are, I don't think people want to hear taxes being increased. Or letting tax cuts expire. I just don't think they want to hear that right now. Now, David Stockman, who was in Ronald Reagan's administration, is saying the exact same thing. He's saying that leave it for 2 years, leave it in place for 2 years, but then eliminate them altogether in 2012. According to current figures, get this.
Current?
Mm-hmm. Chase, as you go home to your youngins today,
mm-hmm.
think about this. Every American child born today will owe $118,000 as their share of the national debt. It'll be $118,000. That's if we don't pile anything else onto it.
Yeah, so in other words, it'll be more.
I'm going to tell you, I am not talking for Chase. Reagan and Jack, they ain't paying.
Yeah.
Not right now.
No, they ain't got a job.
They not going to pay.
Yeah.
Come and get them. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Corporations have begun to channel the majority of their campaign donations to the GOP. Wall Street Journal is just calling it a sign of Republican momentum.
Sorry,
up to the midterms.
Just got a visual of the look on my daughter's face if you told her that. You know, you do realize you owe $118,000.
Yeah. What? Like she'd know how much that is.
Exactly.
Anyway. Well, teach her Monopoly. She'll, yeah.
Well, it's funny you should say that. She was playing with her grandmother the other night, and it was a Disney Monopoly, so they have, you know, five,
ooh,
four, three,
cool.
$2 denominations and stuff like that.
Yeah, not near enough for the debt.
No. Well, the funny part was, and don't worry, this won't take long, apparently there was a $4 transaction that needed to take place, and my mom was playing with her, and so my mom had a $5 bill, and she said, here's a $5 for my $4 transaction. Reagan said, you can't use that. You're supposed to have $4. So then we get into the concept of trying to explain to her that, you know, the concept of change,
yeah,
you know,
right.
giving a dollar back. Huh. But it's $4. You don't have $4. You have $5. Once again, no, she would not understand what her share of it was.
Basic economic principle. Hello.
Well, I know Caldwell's kind of going toward Texas, but still Tom Dodge Turbo that, you know, talk about Caldwell football once in a while.
I do every Friday
when
I announce all the matchups.
Mike Allen at Politico wonders if it is a game changer that the Hill's Jordan Fabian observes this is the generic poll, the Gallup generic poll. Remember this thing that made a massive swing? The Republicans had a big deficit, then they suddenly had a lead, and this is a generic ballot saying if you're going to vote today, vote Republican or Democrat, and the Republicans had a 5-point lead last week over the Democrats. Now we're back to the point where it's a tie again. And I'm not sure what that means. I guess what it means is, and I don't know where they took the poll or anything, but I guess what it means is what's going on in your neighborhood. I mean, how's it doing in your state or in your county or your region? Are you economically comfortable? Are things okay? Do you want to vote for the Democrats to keep the policies that are going on? Or are you uncomfortable with it, don't like the way it's headed, therefore you want to vote for a change in leadership and you go for the Republicans? But at least right now, it is a tie virtually. And last week, the Republicans had a 5-point lead. And I hate to report this. I really, really
but
do.
But it's your job, Scott.
It is. It appears that Jesse Jackson Jr. may be in legal trouble.
Oh, what do you do? Allegedly.
Well, yeah. Chicago Sun-Times reports that Jesse allegedly offered Rod Blagojevich some money in return for the appointment of that U.S. Senate seat.
Ah.
It's just alleged. $6 million.
Whoa.
$6 million.
Well, how come Rod ain't out there throwing
him under the bus?
J.J. Jr. under the...
Well, and it just, you know, it shocks me because he comes from a lineage of never mind. The fruit doesn't fall far from that tree, does it, boys?
Mm.
$6 million, that's the story the Chicago Sun-Times is reporting. And, again, it'll be interesting to see. Bring Blago back out to comment on that. Shockingly, Jesse is denying those reports. Now, did you hear that his wife might run also for that Senate seat?
Rod?
Jesse Jr.'s?
Yeah, Jesse Jr.
Oh.
Yeah, Jesse Jr.'s wife, who's a Chicago alder person. Could you see them campaigning against each other? Now, give me the popcorn. Bring the popcorn.
Well, now, his wife or his ex-wife?
Well, I think it's his wife.
Well, now,
how
would that work?
If they both ran for U.S. Senate?
Yeah, you're going to run against your husband for the same thing?
That's what I'm saying. Bring on the popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah, but yeah, I believe
there's some
it's
stories
his...
to be told.
Well,
that, here.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Anyway,
soon to be ex-wife.
Yeah. Well, again, but if this story is true, then Jesse probably won't be part of that, the mix as far as that goes.
He'll bow out to graciously support her.
Yeah, I'm just, but yeah. I'm shocked that he might have done something unethical. Yeah. Just
and Daddy will get involved somehow.
Oh, no.
He'll come.
That's only when the recount has to be had.
He'll come say a poem of some sort.